many people. Now, it's an interesting little point there from a lady called Jill, and she said, how is it that the police cannot take back into custody a child killer who is using a mobility scooter? It is a very strange story, and we'd like to think that very soon the police will have John Clifford back in custody. They've issued a description. He's described as 1.75 metres tall. To me, that means very little. I think that is about 5'6" or 7" tall. But 1 metre, yes, yeah, would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, because 2 metres is about 6 feet, isn't it? Sorry for being so old-fashioned with my terminology with regards to height, but 1.75 metres, I never visualise what people look like that. I always think, is he 6 foot tall? Is he 5 foot five? Is he 6 foot six? And I think most people in this country, unless you're under 30, think like that. Maybe I'm wrong. It could just be me, but I do have to try and paint a picture of what 1.75 is. If someone said 5 foot eight, I'd know exactly what they were talking about. However, the important thing is he's 56. He is probably about 5 foot eight tall. He has green eyes and fair hair. He was last seen using a distinctive three-wheel mobility scooter bearing the registration plate EXZ4974. Now, this is not just an old bloke from the prison who's gone missing and has some form of disability, and you know, we're thinking, well, if he turns up, they'll bring him back into custody and everything will be okay. This is a notorious child killer. This is a guy who carried out one of the most disgusting and despicable crimes in the history of the despicable crimes that have been carried out in this part of the country. You know, I feel uneasy even describing what he did. It's just barbaric what he did. And he's in McGabbery Prison, but he's not actually in the prison at all. He's in a place called Burn House on the Crumlin Road, which is some sort of satellite facility for McGabbery Prison. Now, this is what he did. I'll tell you, if you've young children with you, you may not wish to hear this. He raped and strangled his 8-year-old niece before leaving her on a railway line in 1988. Now, I don't know if this shocks you or not, but maybe this is just the way the world is. He was freed in 2005. He was freed in 2005, but he was put back behind bars in 2007 because he breached the terms of his probation. Now, he'd been babysitting this little girl at her home in the Rathcoole estate. He got drunk and he took her for a walk on the railway line. And on discovering, this is disgusting, on discovering the state of the little girl's dress in terms of her not wearing any undergarments, he decided to sexually assault her. He then strangled her and left her on the Belfast to Carrickfergus railway line. Now, someone who did this got out in 2005, was put back in prison in 2007, and they allow him out again on his mobility scooter the other day. And surprise, surprise, he doesn't turn up to be taken back into custody. Now, what is it about the system that allows that to happen? That allows a guy who killed a little child, who sexually assaulted the little child before he killed her, who then strangled her and dumped her on a railway line. What is it about the system that, first of all, allows him to be out in 2005? And secondly, when they learn from he's not suitable for being out because they had to put him back in 2007, they let him out again in 2018. I don't know. We did ask the department maybe to speak to us about it or to provide a spokesperson. They sent us a lot of information actually about how it works, how the system works, but we don't have anyone who's available for an interview. If anyone knows where he is, could you please contact the police? They're recommending on the 101 number, I would have thought a guy like that, mobility scooter or no mobility scooter, 999 would be a good number. But 101 is the number they would like you to call if you happen to know where he is at this present moment in time. And as Jill said, we'd like to think that the police would have the ability to catch a killer on a mobility scooter. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Still want to ask the question to someone, and unfortunately, we don't have anyone from the services that we've often spoken about on this programme before, whether it be probation or rehabilitation or justice, how people like that get back out at all. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Raymond has a point that he wants to make. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Raymond, but slightly sickened reading the story.
I'm sickened listening to it. I don't know how a person like that should even see the light of day again. What is a criminal system doing to let a person like this out on a mobility scooter? Let him out of a cell, even. I think he should be put in a cell and kept there for the rest of his life.
Yeah, Raymond, I understand how you feel, because I think that's how most people would feel, but that isn't reality. Reality is people have to be rehabilitated. They pay their due to society by spending life in prison, and life in prison is usually 20 years. And of course, 1988 is 30 years ago, and he's still in some form of custody, even though he was let out in 2005. Having said that, when he had his moment with a little girl, he sexually assaulted her, he strangled her, and he dumped her on the railway line. And, you know, I know I have to be reasonable with regards to every topic, every issue, every conversation that we have on the radio. But there's just something about people who do the like of that where I sense that your opinion on it is much closer to the proper opinion than the opinion of the justice system that allows people to come back out.
Frank, he got out once after committing such a heinous crime to kill a young child. He then repeats the same thing and kills another child.
Well,
am I missing something?
No, it's not. Let's get the facts of it right. He didn't kill another child. He did break the law in other ways, but he didn't kill another child. I'll bring you the detail.
Right.
Yeah, I'll bring you the detail on what he did actually do, very very shortly. But we're concentrating on what he did do. He killed one child. He's got a list of offences for indecent assault and cruelty to children. That's what he's done apart from killing that little girl.
If he had been in a foreign country in the Middle East, he would have lost his two hands. Then he couldn't abuse another child.
Well, as I say, we live in a society that doesn't see the law like that, but the hatred that's coming through towards him from, you know, people who are sending texts now is understandable. Having said that, the system is the system, and hopefully he will be brought back into custody very soon indeed. Wayne is on line two. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, your opinion, Wayne, please.
Yes, it's just even your own opinion, Frank, on corporal punishment for a man like that who is convicted without... Capital punishment of a man like that, Frank, who is convicted without any query of being such a heinous crime, Frank, on children. You know, that sickens me to the core, Frank. And I'm sure the family of that wee girl would be of the same mind.
Well, I don't know in relation to the family. I don't want to bring them into the conversation.
Yes,
I do know, however, that at one point they did feel that he would have the ability to murder children in the future. That's they did say that, and they've indeed, the mother of the little girl died by suicide as a result of the death of the child, and indeed the sister of the little girl who was killed warned that if Clifford was released, he could murder another child. She said, mark my words, yes, he will rape or murder another child. He is pure evil. That man destroyed my family. He didn't only murder my sister, he's responsible for the suicide of my mom. So that's how one member of the family certainly felt after the event. However, I don't want to go beyond that. In relation to capital punishment, you think for that sort of murder, it is justifiable?
Why not, Frank? Heavens above it. Even seconds me thinking about it. You know, it's an awful... Like, the family's destroyed, Frank. It's like a drunk driver murdering, going out and killing the mother of a young family. The family's destroyed. He gets his fine, and on he goes. But for the man to want to do that, to be in his mindset, heavens above, Frank, it's an awful, awful mindset for any person to be in. As you said about the family, they were convinced that he would commit another crime, and there you go. That's, and the amount of money it has taken, and then for the state to release that man and take the chance on that mountain mobility scooter. Like, I heard your man on there in front of me saying about his hands chopped off and stuff, but that's, I know that's a different country, but if that man just went into, oh, he just disappeared, Frank, you know, just into jail and just, that would be it. The money it would save the state as well. You know?
A lot of people do think like you think, Wayne, and there is obviously this morning an incredible amount of hatred being directed towards the missing John Clifford, and the police are trying to bring him back into custody. I don't see any sympathy being directed towards him. This is a man now who's been more or less in jail for the best part of 30 years. Not all the time in jail, but in jail for practically the best part of that tariff. And he's reaching, obviously, the end of his time in custody, or he wouldn't be in Burn House on the Crumlin Road. This is a place that people who are reaching the end of their jail sentences are housed. But he's gone missing. And he's gone missing using a mobility scooter. And some of you who are questioning the police on this are asking how on earth they can't track him down, how they can't narrow down where he might have gone to. Some accident may have even befallen him, or how they can't track him down and bring him back to the safety of custody. Or indeed, if he's been protected by someone, how they can't narrow it down to who might be protecting him. You're questioning the police on this morning, but they're not available for interview in relation to it. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. I'm skimming through the texts and I don't see anyone. Forgive me if you have sent some sort of understanding, sympathetic message in relation to the disappearance of John Clifford, but most of those are little messages of hatred towards him and towards the system as well, for allowing him to be out and about on a mobility scooter.